Hey there, and welcome to this mailbag. We're so happy that you're watching. I'm Drew Doherty with my good pal, DP Sidhu. We're answering your questions. They come in via Facebook, DP, and there were lots, needless to say, about Matt Schaub. Number 8 had a tough game and has had a couple tough games. This one from Miguel Zamarripa. He wants to know, what is Matt Schaub doing to improve from last week's game? Well, Schaub said on Wednesday this week that he's not going to make bad decisions like that again. He's got to be cleaner with the ball. We've heard that word, clean. You know, it's very key with what the Texans need to do. There was also a players-only meeting where a lot of the guys got up and talked and got stuff off their chest. So, you know, I think Matt Schaub is going to be very effective this week in San Francisco.
Let's hope you're right. He's had a rough 3-game stretch with the pick sixes, and he has been under a lot of fire. But what he's been talking about is just going back to the drawing board, his favorite phrase, get back to work.
Yes. All right, our next one comes from John Flores. He says, is Brian Cushing okay, and will he be able to play Sunday? Well, knock on wood, it looks like Brian is going to be all right. He has a concussion. He's going through the concussion protocol that wraps up today, Friday. So probably going to be all right. You know, stranger things have happened, but you wrote a story earlier in the week about how it looks like he's good to go.
Yeah, not all concussions are created equally, yeah. But if we could compare, we'd probably compare more to the Andre Johnson sort, where he came out of the game, just didn't feel right. He wanted to go back into the game, but of course, with the league's precautions on concussions, he didn't.
All right, next one comes from Kina Canizales, and she wants to know, J.J. Watt was really upset after last week's game. Do you see him ever leaving the Texans? He was angry because he wants to win. And the Texans didn't win. It's very simple. I don't think he's going to leave the Texans because I think he likes it here. I think the Texans will just throw a tractor trailer of money at him when that time comes to keep him. So I don't think number 99 is going anywhere.
I mean, never say never, but this is really not about the Texans. It's more about who J.J. Watt is as a player. He's very competitive. He takes things very hard. And after 2 losses in a row, he said it himself. He said 1 was hard to take, 2 just really makes him mad. So he's just focused on getting out there and winning. I had a chance to sit down with him this week.
Yeah.
And he's definitely, in his words, more ornery this week than usual.
And you hate to see it like that because, you know, he's angry, but you like that he cares so much and that it means so much to him. John Olthoff has this one. We're going to wrap it up with this. Do you see Dwayne Brown's inability to get on field due to turf toe affecting the O-line rotation? Absolutely. When your very best offensive lineman, an all-pro, and a left tackle at that is not on the field, yeah, it absolutely affects everything because the guy behind him, Ryan Harris, steps up. So now you've got guys like Andrew Gardner sliding in as a swing tackle. And then something else to watch this week, if Dwayne Brown still doesn't go, he has that turf toe. But also Brandon Brooks, it's a good chance he doesn't play against San Francisco. He's the starting right guard. So what you do is Ben Jones, who is backing up at left guard, probably starts like he did in 2012 at right guard. So it's going to be a piecemeal offensive line if 2 of those guys aren't there. But Dwayne might be playing.
Let's hope so. You can't pin any loss or win on one player.
No.
But, you know, the Texans haven't won a game since Dwayne's been out of the lineup. And you wonder how much that's affecting Matt Schaub and his ability to really focus on pass protection or not focus on pass protection. He should just go out there and do his job. But having Dwayne Brown can only make things better for him and the entire O-line. And that's really concerning when you have so many injuries. You want at least your veteran player out there.
No doubt. And that's not a knock on Ryan Harris. Ryan's a good
player.
No,
absolutely not. But and he's done really well on that side of the line.
But that's just how good Dwayne Brown is. Yeah.
Well, he's the best in the league, so it's hard to replace an all-pro.
No doubt. Hey, the winner of $50 worth of Texas Lottery scratch-offs is...
You say, me?
Oh. Not you. But Kina Canizales, congratulations. You're going to get $50 worth of Texas Lottery scratch-offs. Thank you so much for sending in such a great question about J.J. Watt and will he ever leave the Texans. No, he's not going anywhere. And thank you guys for watching this.